So there's this story in my family where when my mom and her siblings were little and maybe one of them would start crying, my grandpa would look at them and say, "Why are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about." Now, I think he was joking. I don't think he ever laid a hand on anyone in his life. But this story actually reminds me of something that is happening in Lansing right now. And joining us to explain what is happening is Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Rick?
I know exactly what you're asking, which is, now that the Michigan Education Association, the teachers union, has successfully led a drive to recall a Republican legislator, State Representative Paul Scott, are the Republicans in the legislature going to give the MEA something to cry about?
You are so right. And that takes me to this idea that one of the reasons Representative Scott was recalled was because he was chairman of the House Education Committee. And this now means mm-hmm. that Jace Bulger, Speaker of the House, a Republican, gets to replace him.
And he has replaced Representative Scott with an interim chairman, which is an interesting choice, but an interim chairman, State Representative Tom McMillan. And if you did not like Representative Paul Scott and what he stood for and what he was trying to do, State Representative Tom McMillan might give you something to cry about. One of the most conservative members of the House Republican Caucus, he may be the most conservative member of the House Republican Caucus, favors sweeping school choice, lifting the cap on charter schools, both of which the teachers' unions do not like. If you were looking for one person that the teachers' unions would not want to fill that position, Tom McMillan would be that guy.
So I love being able to reference The Godfather anytime we're talking about politics. So is this basically the horse head in the bed saying
the horse head in the bed? Yes, they have left the horse head in the NEA's bed when they named Tom McMillan to be the chairman of the House Education Committee. And now, you know, the question is, what's going to happen next? Are we going to see aggressive action on what's been called right to teach or a teacher right to work law, where you would pass a law exempting school districts from what they would say is forced unionization, that as a condition of working for a school district, that you have to join the union. There is even a version of the bill that is drafted in such a way that it would pretty much apply only to school districts that are represented by the Michigan Education Association. So the Republicans could really give the MEA something to cry about in that respect.
So does this mean now, do we think, I mean, let's look ahead a little bit further. There are still other recalls that maybe are going to be on the ballot, depending on getting enough signatures.
And that is the next question. And the MEA, you know, having fired this shot, seems to be sort of hanging back. They're looking more towards organizing for 2012. MEA organizers, political organizers, are hoping that maybe this has inspired the troops that, you know, they can go and, you know, make some changes on the political map and maybe recapture the State House of Representatives in 2012. But Republicans have not given up. There is a retribution offensive underway. It is an agency within the state Republican Party, and they have targeted half a dozen Democratic legislators for recall, and they're still going ahead with that full force in hopes of getting those recalls, at least some of them, on the ballot on February 28th, when the Republicans are also going to have their presidential primary. What the GOP is hoping is that they can get Republicans out in force, not just to participate in a presidential primary, but to remove some Democratic legislators. Just a little bit more of that Republican will give you something to cry about.
Right, right. Well, there are so many layers to this story, which we're all keeping an eye on. Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Zoe.